League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Aaron Murphy, alongside the captain of the Glasgow Clan, Dyson Stevenson. And first off, Dyson, thanks for taking the time to join us on another Clan chat. And it was a pretty good weekend in that you had a surprise visit from some old friends from Shaunavon. And certainly I know you would have rather been in the lineup, but it's always nice to have someone from home visit you in Glasgow.
Yeah, for sure. It's always good, especially because you start missing home kind of during the start of the season or on Christmas time and stuff like that. It was kind of unexpected. I knew they were going to be in the country. Their plans got canceled due to some rain, and they were hanging around Edinburgh, as that's where they're flying back home to Calgary from. And I just kind of shot them a message and asked if they wanted to sneak over to the game for just to see it, and I guess to see me and kind of what it's like here. And I think they're really surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of the highlights of their trip. So obviously, yeah, it would have been better for them to watch me play and get a win, but the guys played well and it was an entertaining game for them, so they were really happy.
I like the way you said a little bit of rain. It was, I believe it was a month's rain in about 36 hours, and we were just glad that the game was actually not canceled, because we know that the train stations and the roads were pretty bad. Let's talk about the game, because yes, it's great to get a point, and certainly against a good team like the Blaze, but talk about that from the captain's perspective and from the dressing room's perspective, because there's a lot of positives. When you're down 4-1, you're probably thinking, we're not going to get anything out of this. We get it back to 5-5. We get a point out of it. But also, you're probably also in the room going, we can't be down 4-1 on home ice. So it's good and bad in a game like that, but certainly, as you said, entertaining for the fans.
Yeah, for sure. It's always nice. Well, it's obviously not nice to be suspended and sitting in the stands, but it's nice to see the game from the stands every once in a while, just to see what your team's like, especially earlier on. And I was suspended, so I had to kind of stay away from the room and stuff like that. And I wanted those guys to, kind of figure it out on their own. And they did a good job, obviously, being down 4-1. They score another goal or something happens, we're out of it if it's 5-1. But the guys did a good job of battling back. Thought we had a good week of practice heading into the game, knowing we only had one game. And like I said, we battled back to get, 1 point. Obviously, we dominated them in overtime, and then obviously we couldn't score in the shootout. But like it has been all year, there's been, spurts in the game where we kind of let up and, we're not executing passes or breakouts and stuff like that, and that's hurting us. But all in all, I thought the work ethic was there. We were down 4-1 and the guys battled back. So it's important, because that happens a lot in the season where you're not up in games and you got to find a way to battle back. You see that with the Belfast, the Sheffields, they do that a lot. They get down a couple goals, but they're never out of it. And knowing we can do that now is obviously good. Obviously, we don't want to get down in games early, and especially not 4-1, but the character in the room that we can battle back, get a point, was good. And obviously we need to start getting 2 points, but something to work on and go off of.
I like you say character in the room, because we talked a little bit off camera there before the Clan chat, and there's certainly been some adversity, and I think as a professional organization we should be somewhat transparent. I mean, we've in 1 week alone, we've had sickness, suspension, and certainly Charlie Combs being placed on the injured reserve for at least 30 days. So if you had that probably all the way up to Christmas to deal with those three things, you'd probably feel like you had a lot to deal with. But we've dealt with that in just a few days' time. And we should tell fans as well, like the sickness, we had Ryan Harrison played in a game in Cardiff, but had to go to Birmingham Hospital because there was a bit of an emergency there. He wasn't unwell. He's obviously okay and all that. Matt Barry just signs last week to come in and help out. And unfortunately, he wasn't feeling well last night. He's gone in for an emergency medical procedure that was unforeseen and a bit of a fluke thing. And of course, Charlie Combs gets hurt in the first game in preseason. So we've had some adversity, but the thing about that is, and tell me this from the captain's perspective, when you have that adversity early on, it can really galvanize a room.
Yeah, for sure. And it's tough for a coaching staff, obviously doing a little bit of that last year. Yeah, I know Morgie has his lines throughout the whole summer. He's got his line set up. We're going to do this on the power play. We're going to obviously have Combs. He's one of a top player in the league and one of our best guys. And you lose him right away. Then you got to start juggling some stuff around when you've been working for 2 months to set up your lineup and, you know, base it off players like him. So that's adversity on its own. And then obviously with Harry and Barzy there, it's a tough situation. Obviously health comes first. And we were actually fortunate to have Harry in the lineup. He went through a lot of stuff there and we didn't get home till 10 in the morning after we had to stop in the hospital there in Birmingham. And he had a couple days practice and felt just good enough to play, and he played hard. And then now obviously we lose Barzy, and we don't know how long that's going to be. Hopefully sooner the better. But yeah, adversity, it happens everywhere. Sometimes it's good to get it out of the way early, but also we know how important the start of the season is. You want to get up your wins. You want to start, getting points in the Challenge Cup, and obviously you don't want to fall behind in the league standing. So it's something that happens every year to teams. Obviously it sucks, especially because they're, very important players in our lineup. And we're going to have to, like I said, Morgie's going to have to juggle some stuff around, find some chemistry. And I wouldn't quite say we found too much chemistry yet. There's a couple lines that have gelled well, like the Hayden line last game. And now we just got to find a way to win hockey games. And, being short guys, it just means other guys got to step up and do their jobs. And, when those guys get in the back end of the lineup, hopefully we have a couple points for them. And then we can get rolling from there.
It's great because adversity can breed an opportunity. So someone steps up, someone grabs an opportunity, and you've done that in your career, whether it's junior or pro. You get an opportunity to go up a line or to be on a special teams unit, and you grab that and you try not to relinquish it. And it's important to know we're not making mistakes here, but I also think, again, as a professional sports team, a new era, we have to be somewhat transparent to the people that pay tickets. So it hasn't been easy, but a guy like Harry is as tough as nails, wanted to play even though he was unwell. A guy like Barzy will no doubt battle his way back. Combs is working hard to get back, and certainly you were suspended for a game and you're rearing to go against Nottingham. So it's all those little things you put in place to kind of get the team going in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, it creates opportunity for other guys that maybe don't play as much, and then even the big guys who are supposed to step up every night, they just got to show a little more. And obviously we're missing Combsy. That's a huge one. So there's guys that aren't really here to create pick up points and have a role job like myself and Harry, and now it's time for us to step up and maybe put a few points up on the board to help our team win. And that's why it's a team sport, not an individual sport. It's so when a guy goes down, we have guys to back him up and show up every night and just compete hard, and that'll get you a majority of the time competing and outplaying the other team. We'll get you 2 points at the end of the night. So Morgie's got us all bought in. He's a hardworking coach. He makes us work hard early in the week, and then we get into the system stuff, and we're here to win hockey games. We're not here for fun. We're here to win hockey games and have fun doing it.
Well, talk a little bit about it, because a big game at home, just a one game this weekend, and then we play on Wednesday for the kids' takeover. But that game against Nottingham is pretty important. It's our only game of the weekend. It's a Sunday after fighting back for the point against Coventry. You'll be back in the lineup. Harry is another week better from what ailed him back then. So we won't have Barzy. We won't have Combsy. But what has practice been like as we lead up to that big game against Nottingham?
Yeah, I think it's nice when you only have one game during the week. You can really bear down and concentrate on that team. Like I said, it's a long week of practices here. So Jason Morgan does a good job. I tell you right now, we're not going to be out of shape at the end of the season the way he pushes us in the first two days of the week of practice. So hard work in 2 days. And then now, like I said, we focus on Nottingham and just Nottingham only. And we concentrate on them. We find out their weaknesses and what we need to improve on. So I kind of like it. Obviously, I like playing two games. You have two games and two chances to get 4 points. But like I said, now we can really focus on the one team. Make sure it's very important we get the 2 points. Obviously, losing at home, it's not in our interest. We want to come out here and make it a hard place to play at home. We have great fans, and the boys love winning at home. So we got one focus this week, and it's beat Nottingham, and then go from there.
And there's been some great battles in your time in purple against the Nottingham Panthers. It seems to be a fixture that has a real affinity, especially on home ice.
Yeah, for sure. They're always a tough team to play, especially in their own rink. I believe they have a new coach and quite a few new players this year, so it'll be a little bit different than last year, where they don't have Big Gang Young out there skating around the ice. So it's going to be a hard-working game, and that's what we need to do to win. And then we had the one line, Pelleck's line had three goals, I think, last game. So, we have one line going, and then, like I said, with our injuries and stuff, we're mixing and matching and seeing what's going to work in this week's practice. And, hopefully, I think it's just important every line comes out their first two or three shifts, get some chemistry, get a couple hits, get in the game, and then just work hard, and then points and goals will come.
Well, we've had some adversity, but no doubt the room is galvanized. The group is tight. I've been in plenty of rooms in our room. Right now, certainly the boys are playing for each other, playing for the guy next to him, and it's a delight to have you back in the lineup this weekend wearing the captaincy. I know the Purple Army will be delighted to have Dyson Stevenson back against the Nottingham Panthers. Dice, thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat. We'll see you Sunday for that big game at home against Nottingham.
Yeah, anytime, Murph. Thank you very much.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.